Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Exodus chapter 36, verse 1, it says, Bezaleel and Oholiab and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary will work in accordance with all the Lord has commanded. God created people skilled in various areas to complete the body of Christ on earth. The New Testament clarifies that believers are part of the body and that each body part should have unfettered access to the brain to be healthy. Artists, carpenters, musicians, philosophers, pastors, teachers, and business executives have the same responsibility to walk with God or to love God and to love each other. As each person dies to self and uses their skill and ability to point to God and help each other, we see life the way it's meant to be. Trouble arises when we glorify one gift or focus on one skill over another. We only focus on a single part of the body when it is injured, and we need to rally the rest of the parts to aid in its healing. Many years ago, I watched young men lift weights and focus on specific body parts while ignoring others. Soon their bodies began to display the effects of such a plan, and they could no longer walk normally or have their arms hang normally at their side. Those who weightlift properly do so in a way that builds antagonistic muscles together so that the whole body works in harmony. That's really the way it's meant to be. We work in harmony, not against one another. I enjoy the giftedness of so many people. The artists and the musicians and those who can speak, those who can write, the creative, those who are just laborers who love to serve and give and can clean up and cook and serve and do dishes. There are so many gifts in the body of Christ, and every single one of them is a necessary gift so that the body can function in a very smooth and wonderful way. Every single part of the body, though, needs to be connected to the brain. If you have your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and you are part of the body of Christ, then you need to be connected to the Holy Spirit and listening to what He says. We do that by getting in God's Word and allowing His Word to penetrate our hearts. We don't go to the Bible to try and create truth. We go to the Bible to discover truth. And we challenge our life and our thinking with what God has said because He tells us the truth. And all things need to be evaluated on the truth. You're important. Let's use your skills and talents for the King. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.